Okay, everyone, let's welcome the winners of Live Golf Chicago Crushers GC. We are joined by Charles Howell III. Welcome back. It's so nice to see you here.
Thank you.
Paul Casey, our captain, Bryson DeChambeau. Wave to everyone.
Oh, hey, hold up. Sorry, we're looking at
and Anirban Lahiri, welcome, guys. It's a familiar sight to see you guys sitting up here. You guys eked out this win at 14 under, almost forcing a playoff in the end with Legion 13. Can you guys just talk a little bit about what you guys were doing in the clubhouse, waiting to see what happened on 18 with John? I'll start with you, Bon.
Oh, there's not much to do. We were all thinking what we could have done better, actually. But yeah, kind of hoping that we don't have to go into playoff. And keeping our bags closed, our clubs ready, and then, you know, it kind of fell our way this time, so it's nice.
Bryson, when I talked to you guys earlier in the week, you were talking about how important it still was to go out here and win this week and stay competitive heading into next week. You got the job done. Can you tell us a little bit about the week from a team perspective?
Yeah, team perspective, super proud of the guys. So they fought it out there today. It's not an easy golf course. Paul, you had 18 pars today. How many times have you done that in your career?
Never.
Never?
As far as I know, yeah, never.
Really? Wow. So, yeah, I mean, I played pretty solid. I didn't make a bogey. Charles played pretty solid. Bond's solid. I mean, we just played like crushers play, you know? We've been steady all year. You know, we didn't have Charles for a little while, and it was nice to have him back, and the mojo's back, right? That's what we call Chucky always gives us the mojo. And, it was fun being able to eke out a victory here and give us some momentum for next week. But, again, the job's still not done, and I think that's the way we all look at it right now, is we got one more big week to pull it all together and do what we did last year.
Paul, does this win give you some confidence heading into next week?
I think so. Like I said, I don't know when the previous victory, last victory was.
Hong Kong.
Thank you. We missed out at Valderrama. But like I reiterated, I mean, John Catlin was a great little substitute. And we hope to see him next year. But we've missed Chucky, and he's that kind of glue. And, you know, he proved that he can't read the PDFs that we send out to determine trouser color and hat. But, you know, he's been away for a while, so we'll forgive him.
Charles, after being gone for so long, coming back, getting to hoist that trophy, stand up on stage with your teammates, spray champagne, how good did that feel?
Well, honestly, I missed all of them. As hard as it is to miss Paul, I did. And
I've never heard him jab someone before. That's the best jab. I've never heard him do that.
He's hard to love, but no, we do. But no, I actually truly did. You know, sitting... Well, at home and rehab and therapy for 12 weeks and keep thinking, oh, it's just going to be a few more days. And it's not. I really did miss them. And man, to come back and they're playing phenomenal golf. I'm trying to hold up my end of the deal. And I think our eyes turn now to next week.
We haven't really had you back in here in the media center since you've been back. Can you tell the world a little bit about what happened over the last couple of months and how you're feeling today?
Yeah, no, I somehow stress fractured a tibia in my left leg. No idea how I did it. I've hit a lot of balls and I'm old, I guess. Best description. But yeah, a whole lot of rehab, a whole lot of therapy. And glad that's behind me and excited for next week.
So next week is kind of a Crushers land, being in Dallas, your hometown. I know there's a lot of Crushers activations going on next week. Do you think of being a home game, is that also giving you a little edge up?
I hope so. I mean, we're going to have a lot of... Dallas fans that have turned into Crushers fans. Hopefully we can convert a lot more and, you know, get all of Dallas behind us.
And last one for me, you guys were all just up here checking scores. As we talked about in the beginning of the week, there was so much on the line for so many players this week, and it literally went down to the wire with, you know, people moving up and down to the last hole. After having a second just to kind of take a moment and look where everyone landed, can we just get your quick thoughts on the jeopardy that was at stake here this week and how everything kind of panned out?
Well, I think it's testament to the product because, you know, the top two teams went neck to neck. You know, we slugged it out today. Legion came from behind. We kept our noses ahead. You know, it was great to see John and Joaquin battle it out. Tyrrell made a run. So I think it was great golf. Also, you know, with the relegation and the lock zone, it means a lot. You know, it's life-changing for some of the guys who've got the opportunity. And it just goes to show that it means a lot. And it's good to see. You know, we had some really amazing storylines last year with Scott Vincent, you know, literally making it happen on the Sunday at Jeddah. We had Kale really close. Pat was out. Pat's in. You know, there's a lot going on, and just tells you that it means more than what people think it means. It means a lot.
Bryson, any comments or?
I think you said it best. I mean, not only are we looking, you know, at us playing the way we're playing and looking at Legion coming up on our heels, but also like I was looking to see if, you know, Pat got in or Kali got in, and it was just a dynamic day, and I think that's what Liv provides is a lot of fireworks to finish. So it was quite fun to see John Rahm play as well as he did this year. I mean, that's something to be. That's a year. You know, I played pretty solid, and I think I finished eighth or something like that. And, you know, John, just every week, it just seemed like he was up near the top of the leaderboard, as well as Joaquin. Wonko, they played just unbelievable golf, and it just shows how impressive it is to do something like that. When you've got Brooks out here, Cam out here, and, you know, Cam and I, we didn't get a win, you know, and my team, we didn't win, yet we're still individually, yet we're still up at the top. And I think that's what's so cool. It provides all these different dynamics to it and variables that, you know, it's not just a one format and, okay, whoever wins, and that's kind of it. It's like there's so many things to look at with Liv, and I think that's what's so amazing about it. That's at least my perspective. And, again, like I said, I couldn't be more proud of the team, the way they played today.
Awesome. Kick it over to Mike.
So you guys came in this week, and you already had the bye, which is obviously the main thing for next week. So what would you consider the primary motivation for this week? Was it to get the number one seed? Was it to maybe send a message to the rest of the league? Or is it just simply pride and wanting to win?
All the above. All the above. Literally, I mean, Paul and I just said it, all the above. I think there's not much more to say than we wanted to prove a point. We wanted to show that we're back, and we wanted to have some momentum going into next week, and I feel like we've got ourselves in a good place.
Charles, how important was it to get a couple of reps in before the team championship?
Well, very. You know, practice at home is not tournament golf. It's hard to even make it similar. So yeah, I was to play Greenbrier in here before next week, obviously was really important. And starting out, I feel comfortable again. This was a tough golf course and a bunch of crosswinds and rough and firm greens. And so, yeah, I mean, it's hard to replicate this at home. And I think to Bryce's point too, I think we really wanted the number one seed going into next week. We still got to play good golf, but it does mean something.
Paul Bond, was there a message sent though this week?
I'm not sure we focus on the other. We're very aware of the other teams. We're not trying to necessarily send a message, trying to take care of our own business, because we know how difficult this is going to be next week. Match play is a whole different beast, and then all four of us playing on Sunday, hopefully in that championship bracket or group, whatever we want to call it. No, it was just important. I said it's for all the reasons you listed, and putting Chucky back in the mix as well. It just proved to ourselves and everybody. It's not about everybody else. Prove to ourselves that we're in a good spot. You know, we talked about it internally. We haven't got a win in a while. Let's go get one, and we did it. We're proud of that.
I also think that, like Bryson mentioned, individually, we've had decent years, but we haven't had a good year. None of us got a win. We were in contention quite a lot. But now the focus is not on ourselves. The focus is on the team going into the next, you know, week. So this is a really good way for us to kind of, you know, get our heads together, which we are very close anyways, but the focus changes. It's all about what I can do for the team and what we can do together. So in that sense, you know, it's the right kind of mindset and attitude rolling into next week, because that's all we care about at this point.
For me, they always say it's harder to defend than actually win that first title. Do you feel like going into next week will be a very difficult test, especially since you've got the expansion team right on your heels?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've got three other guys that literally are going to fight tooth and nails for every single shot. And that's what I wanted when starting out a couple of years ago. I wanted guys that would fight for every shot, and that's what makes us pretty special. And so going into next week, yeah, it's going to be a difficult challenge, but I know they're going to give it their best. And if we do it, then we do it again. That's the job we set out to do. And if we don't, I still love them no matter what.
Go ahead, Roy.
Had any of you ever been here, played this course before? Did you know much about it? And how did it play over the week?
I've never played it before. I played it in 2007. So that was when I was, it was a World Junior Team Championship.
I mean, it's It's been an interesting week because the golf course has changed frequently, even during the course of a day. And so sometimes you, as Barnes said, a lot of crosswinds, there's some difficult tee shots. Yes, there's some big fairways, but it seems like there's always trouble if you're not got control of the golf ball. But it was the way the golf course changed in its firmness from, I mean, this morning, or whenever we teed off today, 12:05, it went from soft to concrete again.
Yeah.
Literally a flick of a switch. And it was that that was very difficult to predict. The rough is long, and I mean, there are occasions, I think yesterday, these, see if these guys agree, felt like a Chicago major had broken out. Like, it was making birdies, even sometimes just scrambling par was very, very difficult. So it's a hell of a muni.
Mm-hmm. Bryson, for you, you seem to always seem to win something here in the state of Illinois. How much would you like to see LIV Golf back in Illinois again next year?
Yeah, it'd be great. I mean, Illinois is a fantastic state. It's always been great golfing community. Golf courses are always fantastic. And shoot, Bolingbrook, I mean, this golf course played close to a major championship test. I mean, there was some shots out there. I'm like, wow, this is playing exactly like a jumper in the U.S. Open wood right now, and the greens that firm with the rough all around it. I mean, it was pretty difficult. So I'd love to see us come back here and have some more of this type of golf, because I truly do love it. I feel like our games are well suited for a place like this, and hopefully we get another shot.
This for Bryson. It's been, I think you played three events in the U.S. since you won at Pinehurst. I'm just curious, have you seen the energy around your group change in that time span? It feels to me year to year it's a lot bigger this time around. And how do you manage that? Does it take away some energy? Does it add some energy in certain situations?
Yeah, I think it definitely adds a lot of energy. The fans and people around have been fantastic anywhere in the world, not only just here in the States, but everywhere. Ever since I won the U.S. Open, it's kind of opened people's eyes, I think, to what LIV Golf is, and meaning like this, we're here to stay, one, and two, we're here to provide fans an awesome experience. We really do enjoy providing that opportunity for them, and I certainly feed off of it. I know that my team, I feel like, feeds off of it, and hopefully I can continue to provide some energy and we can all gather behind this great product, because it's here to stay, and there's a lot more fun to come from it. But it's definitely gone in a really cool direction recently.
And just for the group, as far as preparing for team play next week, I know it's a team-oriented league, but you guys don't play that much team golf, twosomes, two-ball, that sort of thing. So how are you guys going about that in the coming days?
Top secret. last year Charles and Barn played foursomes. Was that the same the first year?
Yeah, first year too, yeah.
So they've got experience, and I don't at this stage see why we've got any kind of challenges, other than, you know, for us it's learning the golf course and just getting our games sharp and ready and maybe forming a little bit of strategy. But I don't think there's, yeah, and I've played so much team golf through the years in terms of, you know, foursomes and match play. It's not an issue for us. We're all experienced and we know what we're doing.
Congratulations, gentlemen. I find that you guys have such a unique bond, and I'm just very curious, was that something that naturally built over time? Did you guys have to take some time to connect? I mean, what helped form this sort of unique unity that you guys have as a team?
Respect for each other? Or
I still don't know.
I didn't know either. I just have no clue. But go ahead. What were you
going to
say?
The three of us have kids. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. Yes, I'm the kid right there. There's
I'm
the kid,
one of the
yeah.
kids.
Charles?
Well, Paul and I have known each other forever, since college golf. And then obviously Bon and I played the PGA Tour many years together. And Bryson's kind of our collective child, I think. So we the 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 31 tomorrow, right?
31
yeah,
tomorrow.
31 tomorrow year old. So not there. We have a mutual respect for each other's games. I think we're all we all see the game pretty similarly. We all work hard. But yeah, it's kind of, we just kind of grown together. I don't think it's anything one thing special. I think we're just kind of grown together.
Well, it's been fun to watch. Thank you, guys.
Bryson, one of your stated goals this year was to sort of reassert yourself in the majors and the biggest tournaments. And obviously, you did that in a big way. Did it take a toll on you, though, at all, as it relates to out here? You know, you won twice on LIV last year. You did not win this year. I mean, I certainly don't mean to suggest that you know, that you should have or whatever, but I'm just curious, like, how that might have fit in and how, you know, getting back to that top elite level might have impacted things.
Yeah, I don't think that winning the U.S. Open or playing well in the majors affected how I did out here. It was more of me not playing as good as I could have probably out here and not preparing as well as I should have. Just maybe taking a couple of things for granted here and there, not working on, you know, putting the way I probably should have, chipping and wedging. You know, when I played really well at the end of last year, I was certainly focused a lot more on my game and didn't have as many other things going on. You know, obviously winning the U.S. Open can take a toll on you, but for the most part, it's been a lot of just not giving myself enough prep time and working for these events. And I need to focus more on that next year because I want to give myself better chances next year. I played too well this year to not give myself better chances to win. And I'll say this, though, that every single one of us is super hard workers. They've all rallied behind me when it's gotten tough for me, when, you know, I've had to do some things here and there. They're like, no, go focus on your game, go do this, go do that. So it's awesome to have that support group, you know, when a lot's going on. But I wouldn't suggest that it necessarily hurt me. It was just more of another obstacle that I need to figure out for next year. Yeah.
You've talked also about how your equipment sort of was a turning point.
Yeah.
And helping you certainly, you know, at Augusta.
It's helped me be a lot more comfortable in the golf course, yes.
What about winning last year and sort of building up some confidence coming into this year? How much did that play a part?
That definitely played a part of it. I'll tell you, the week before the U.S. Open, I didn't play my best golf and actually wasn't incredibly comfortable going into Pinehurst, but I found something and it clicked on Monday afternoon, I believe. So, you know, yeah, it was important last year, but this, you know, coming into this year, I had to build and develop my own game again, and playing well in the majors was certainly great, but there are a couple of things in the equipment side that I'm going to get dialed in for this next year, and I'm going to use this off time appropriately to do so and be even more hopefully dialed next year.
Hey, my question to Bryson. Bryson, yesterday we had more than 15,000 spectators in over here, which was an attendance record in the U.S. What does that say about Live Golf getting where it is now?
I'll tell you that it's the perseverance of the Live product and what we've all as players, 54 of us, including staff behind closed doors, have worked hard to do. And this is just the beginning. I know I've said it before, or even said it in Nashville, but this is just the beginning. There's a lot more to come, and super excited that people are starting to appreciate what Live is, what we're trying to do, how we're trying to impact the community. Man, it's a great next step in our evolution.
And what does it say that the Crushers merchandise seem to get sold out in every tournament?
We got to get more hats. It's awesome. I love it. I can't thank the fans' support enough, and it's great having three incredible human beings up here to rep that Crushers logo. It's awesome.
And Bryson, can you just give us an appreciation of what you don't have to go through, which many of the captains might have to go through, that the change in guards in the team? How difficult is that period going to be for some of the other captains?
I haven't had to experience that, and I've been very fortunate to have three stellar players and individuals that support and see the vision of what the Crushers is and is going to be. And it's something that I tried to bring on board from day one. I didn't want people changing in and out and switching back and forth and going to different places and creating issues. And sometimes that's just one little argument or one little thing can just spark, you know, uncomfortability out there and not allow us to play the best golf. And I think that shows as a testament to why we're so good, why the Crushers are so good, because we all are quirky in our own ways, but we all work and fit together. And that's, I think, we do really well because we have that trust and respect for each other.
Great. Thank you guys so much. Congratulations. We will see you in Dallas next week for your home game.